Welcome to Guru's Real Estate Coaching Radio. My name is Bill Zeltman, America's Real Estate Guru. We're happy you're back for episode 2. Today we're going to be talking about foundations of social media success. A lot of people, when they think about social media, there's so many misconceptions and people just don't understand. First of all, there are many people in the outside world that think that, oh, if you're sitting there scrolling on your phone on Facebook or Instagram or whatever, that you're wasting time. You're between meetings and you're just playing around to see, you know, some crazy cat video or something like that. The truth is, for realtors, social media is big business. As I shared with you in my last podcast, unfortunately, our entire industry doesn't get that. And I shouldn't say our entire industry now. There are certain people in certain sectors of people that are starting to figure out how important social media is. But as I shared last time, I had a past president of the National Association of Realtors who now works for a very large firm, one of the biggest firms in the country, corporations in the country, that told me that realtors having a Facebook page was a waste of their time. Again, this was in 2015. This industry has not understood the power of social media and how to harness it. And even now, they talk in buzzwords, but very few, and you will see the top realtors do the right things, but very few in our industry are out there really understanding and utilizing social media to its full potential. So let's talk a little bit about it today. We're going to talk about social media, what it is. We're going to talk about setting up your social media, talk a little bit about getting followers, and we're going to brush on content management. But as I said, all of these subjects, especially getting followers and content management, we're going to talk about in other podcasts, because I could go for an entire hour, 2 hours, 3 hours just talking about each of these subjects. So let's start. Social media. What is it? Why is it important? Social media, on Thanksgiving in 2017, I believe it was, for the first time, Facebook had more viewers than Google. Wow. Facebook had more viewers than Google. What does that mean? It means that is where the American people, and that's who we're looking for in real estate business. That's where the American people, that's where our friends, our neighbors, and our future clients are spending their time. Now, is it just Facebook? Absolutely not. There's a whole slew of social media companies out there and platforms out there, and we're going to go through which ones are essential for you to be on in just a minute or two. But I wanted to bring up the importance of the fact that this is where people are. One of the things that when asked of Wayne Gretzky, who was one of the greatest hockey players, if not the greatest hockey player of all time, I said, why are you so good? He said, I skate to where the puck is. I teach that to my realtors all the time. You as a realtor need to skate to where the puck is. In other words, if you sit behind your desk or you sit in your living room or your desk at your home and you stay behind closed doors, you're not out making contact with people that are potential clients. What do the best realtors do? The best realtors are out making contacts all the time. They start first thing in the morning to the last thing they do at night. Even when they're in the grocery store, they might be out to dinner with their family. It doesn't matter. They make contact after contact after contact. And they know the more contacts they make, or in Wayne Gretzky's case, the more he's skating at the puck, the more shots you can take on goal. What is a shot on goal for you? It's a listing appointment. It's a buyer's appointment. Well, social media is where the bulk of people are on the internet. So you need to be where they are. So that's why you need to be on social media. You know, I hear realtors, I don't do social media, or I hate doing social media. I'm sorry, they're both excuses, and they are not good excuses. An answer that you want to realize, or that you want to say, is I understand social media. I may not be an expert at it. I may not fully understand it, but I need to learn it and I need to apply it, because if I don't, I'm a dinosaur and I'm going to be out of this business. And that's the absolute truth. And everybody that's in this business needs to understand that. Second thing I want to talk about before we talk, and I hope that makes you realize you need to be in the social media business. The second part I want to talk about with you is that social media is not prospecting. Okay, so I just spoke to the group of you out there that you know you've shied away from social media. You haven't done as much with social media as you know maybe you should have. You've made excuses. The next group is to the group that relies solely on social media. I find this sometimes when I hire my 20-somethings and even my 30-something realtors, is they just want to spend their day on social media. And, you know, what the heck, why not, right? Again, how many dancing dog movies can you watch? But social media is not prospecting. Last week, what did I tell you? I need you to spend 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, 15 hours a week, face-to-face, ear-to-ear, or finger-to-finger. What do I mean by each? Face-to-face. At a for sale by owner's doorstep, at a expired listing's doorstep, at a networking event, at a social event where you know that you're going to do my 3-3 rule, right? Tell people who you are, what you do for a living, and ask if they or anyone they know has business, and get those contacts. And ear to ear, on the phone, picking up the phone, calling those FSBOs, calling your sphere of influence, calling expired listings. Doing circle prospecting in a neighborhood. Those are the types of things that you need to be doing on the phone. And thirdly, finger to finger. What does that mean? Texting. Get your mind out of the gutter. Texting. Being on the phone, sending messages, having bona fide real estate conversations. That is your number one job. 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, 15 hours a week. You're like, didn't you say that 7 or 8 times on your last podcast? Yeah, I'm going to say it 7 or 8 times on this podcast, the next podcast, and every other podcast until every person that ever hears my voice is doing this. This is what top 10% realtors do. And so I'm going to get off of that soapbox and go back to that being on social media does not replace that. Hey, I had 3 people call me today because of a social media post. Kudos. Great job. Good for you. No, that does not take place for the 3 hours that you still owe me of being on the phone, face-to-face, or texting, messaging other people. That is not finger-to-finger social media. Social media is outside of your 15 hours a week. And for a lot of young realtors, that's a step out of their comfort zone. You know, for the realtor, it's listening saying, well, social media is a step out of my comfort zone to actually participate in it. For these people, it's a step out of their comfort zone to not participate and actually do the face-to-face and the ear-to-ear. So guys, I need you all to come to kind of a hybrid here and realize how your time should be spent. In addition, social media should not take up more than 20 to 30 minutes of your day. In fact, if you do a content management strategy correctly, there are days where you may not do any content management other than just following up to see who's out there that you need to be in a conversation with or send a message to or go to a listing appointment from. You can schedule social media doing it 1 day a week and actually schedule the times that your content goes out and be very strategic about it. But we're going to get into content management again later today and more so in future episodes. So we know that social media is not prospecting, but we know we need to do it. So what's the first step? Well, the first step is to set your social media up. Oh, Bill, I've already done that. Have you? And have you done it correctly? Because it's very few. In fact, I can tell you that after speaking with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of realtors, nobody has said to me, oh, that's how I set mine up, until they've heard this from me. So let's talk about this. First of all, let's start with Facebook. I have a Facebook. Great. And that's what they say. I have a Facebook. Not I have a Facebook account. I have a Facebook. Okay. Good for you. Do you have a Facebook business page? Well, I have a Facebook profile. It's not the same thing. A Facebook business page is a dedicated page for your business. We talk about naming it. Let's do that in a minute. We'll go back to that when we talk about everything else. You need to have, though, a Facebook business page. In addition, you need to have a Facebook group, and we're going to talk about what a group is and why it's so powerful in just a moment. You need to have an Instagram account, a Twitter account, a YouTube account, a LinkedIn account, a TikTok account. Yeah, that crazy one with all the videos. Yes, that's it. a Snapchat chat account, and a Pinterest account. There are many other things that I could talk to you about at this point too, but for right now, it's that they're the main ones. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, TikTok, Snapchat, if I can get it out, and Pinterest. They're the ones that I want you to start with. Now, let's talk about the name. I prefer, and what I teach my realtors, is to have a Facebook page that is more community-minded than real estate-minded. Oh, no, you need to have a page that says, Bill Zeltman Realtor, blah, 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 blah. Well, you guys go on any social media and search for Bill Zeltman Realtor page, and guess what? You're not going to find one. I don't have it. There are people that have them and they're successful, but here's the thing. Other than my parents and perhaps some close friends, nobody's really interested in following Bill Zeltman Realtor. They might be interested in using me as their realtor at the time they go to buy or sell their house. And at that point, they might be interested in some of the content I have. If I have some tips on selling, pull the drapes up, put a candle on, get the smell of your dog out of the house, that kind of nonsense. Or if they're a first-time home buyer and I got first-time home buyer tips. But what happens after they buy their house or sell their house? I become useless to them, right? Those tips don't matter anymore. They just moved in their dream house. They plan on living there for the rest of their lives, et cetera, et cetera. The Bill Zeltman Realtor page becomes pointless. But what happens if it's a Bill Zeltman page? Well, let me use my page as an example. The page I'm using right now is a Newport Richie page. And it has all my information, but it's a community page about the town that I live in. And if I was, when I sell real estate, that's the town I want to sell real estate in. So now I send you to that page. It has all of those real estate things of your tips for the first-time home buyers, your tips for selling your house. But in addition, it has everything going on in the town. It has the fact that the Suncoast Theater this week is opening their summer season. It has the fact that this new restaurant opened in town. It has reviews that I wrote, and I'm getting into content management now, about local businesses on there. It has what time trick-or-treating is for Halloween, the fact that schools are out for Memorial Day, all these different things are on there, making it a resource and something that if I live in that town, that I want to follow all the time. So pick your name based on what you want to communicate, and don't just make it a one-horse thing. Don't, if you want to just put first name, last name, realtor, okay, but you're better off doing something that's more community-based and community-focused. Second thing is you need to have a Facebook group. And I'm gonna get in that in a minute, but a group is a community page that draws people together and creates a community. If you wanna see a couple examples of mine, you can look at Newport Richie FL Scene on Facebook. Go check it out, Newport Richie FL Scene. Or if you want to check out my other one, I have another one in New Jersey, Brigantine NJ Scene. My Brigantine group has about 20,000 people on it. My Newport Richie one, which is only a year old, has about over 3,000 people on it now, or it's right around 3,000. And what you will see is I've got local businesses sharing stuff on there. I have a community, and it's what I call the bar of the 21st century. Instead of going and sitting there with Norm and Cliff, and for all you people that remember Cheers, and for all you young people you don't, go watch a rerun sometime. The place where everybody knows your name has become these groups. People hang out in them. They sometimes bicker back and forth. They talk about what's going on. They'll talk about any and everything, and it becomes their place. Well, how about if their place, in their place, they see your face and are reminded that you're a realtor and that you know everything going on in their town every time they open it up. Well, that's where it is. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's go back to your social media setup. So what I want you to do once you've figured out the name of your page is I want you to come up with a username. This is the part I was alluding to before, that I have never met a realtor. And you know what? If you're a realtor and you've done this before hearing me say it, please message me. You can call me, whatever, because I'd love to congratulate you. You need to have the same username on every platform. So if my username is NPR, N as in Nancy, P as in Paul, R as in Roger, NPR Gurus, which is what my username for my Newport Richie page is, or for you guys that follow me as a real estate coach, America's Gurus, if you go to any platform, you will find me with that same username. So, hey, Bill, I want to follow you on TikTok, NPR Gurus. Hey, Bill, I want to follow you on Instagram, NPR Gurus. On my business card, I have all the little logos of all the little things, and all I put is at NPR Gurus, and it makes it really simple. Advertising on my magnets, my magnets that are on my car and on my truck. It has all the things, and it says at NPR Gurus. Again, for you guys that follow me, please follow me at America's Gurus, Gurus with an S on the end, America's Gurus. And you can follow me on all the platforms. It makes your branding easy. It makes your branding simple. It makes it so if I'm walking in and out of a convenience store and somebody says, aren't you that realtor? Hey, are you on social media? Yeah, go to at NPR Gurus on any platform. Simple for advertising, simple for everything that you do. So make sure that before you open any of your accounts, or if you already have your accounts, you can change your usernames. Open every one of those platforms across on tabs on your browser and set them all up so they are the same. I was going to be NPR Guru with no S, and unfortunately, somebody already had it for Twitter. I was open on all the other ones, and I almost did it. And I'm like, no, I teach this. I need to be consistent. So I switched them all. NPR Gurus with an S was open, and that is mine. So that is your initial setup, guys. And just so you know, we're going to discuss Yelp, Foursquare, Swarm, your Google business page, Apple Maps. I mean, how awesome is it that I can go on and talk to Siri and say to her, you know, can you find me a local realtor? And I show up. Did you know that more than 50% of searches now are done verbally using Alexa or Siri? So we're going to talk about that in future episodes. But for now, that is your initial setup. We're going to talk a little bit more about the power of Facebook groups when we come back. You're listening to Gurus Real Estate Coaching Radio. We'll be back right after this.
You are one of many realtors in your town. Most realtors use the same marketing tactics. They buy leads, door knock, send postcards. With no product differentiation, the client chooses the agent doing the most business. Why shouldn't they? That realtor uses the same marketing templates as you, but has proven to the client that they can get the job done with their track record of business. Meanwhile, you and the hundreds of other local realtors are all using the same marketing strategies and can't show that you're as successful as that top agent, while the client learns to ignore your efforts. This is where the My Town Gurus marketing and learning system comes in. We only work with one realtor per town, differentiating them as the digital mayor or guru of their town. How do we do this? We create a website and social media pages exclusively for your town. We include local news, events, and partner with local businesses to provide fresh, up-to-date content management on your website and social media sites. Next, we help you build a community on social media, creating a unique place where neighbors can meet and share local news, events, local happenings, heads-up notifications, job postings, advice, lost pets, remember whens, and more, all with you in the center of it. We then teach you how to leverage relationships with local business owners and community organizations. Our unique solution allows them to post on your webpage and social media sites for free and instantly builds value and trust while anchoring you as the local expert and a resource for your community. This makes relationship building simple with every business and community organization in your town and makes you the natural realtor for them to refer business to. Also included is our Step Ahead Real Estate Training Academy. Our industry-best online learning system and daily motivation videos teach you the skills you need to be a top realtor. There are 12 tracks of learning, 48 learning modules, and over 500 individual lessons and breakout sessions. This is the best educational system available to realtors, all included in the My Town Gurus system. Stand out from the crowd and stop marketing your way to mediocrity. Become the official town guru of your town today. Contact us now for a free demo and to reserve your town. Hurry before it's gone.
Welcome back to Guru's Real Estate Coaching Radio. I'm your host, Bill Zeltman, and we've been talking about the essentials or the foundations of social media. And what I wanted to bring up now was the power of Facebook groups. I already started speaking about these, but here's the thing. People, again, get very confused about their Facebook profile and their Facebook business page. And all I do is throw another monkey wrench in talking about Facebook page groups. See, I'm even doing it. Facebook groups. Facebook groups are the most powerful place on the internet, especially on social media right now, to get prospects, to get referrals, and to build relationships, which builds your sphere of influence, which gets you future business. Why? How do they work? Okay, let's talk about it. Facebook groups, unlike Facebook pages or your Facebook profile, allow anyone that is a member in good standing of the group to create topics, to write their own posts. So if you have a Facebook page, your business page, you put a post on there. People can comment on your post, but all they're doing is responding to what it is that you brought up and the subjects that you bring up. In a Facebook group, they can talk about anything they'd like. So somebody starts a Facebook group for their neighborhood, or for the town that they live in, or for the county, however they want to do it. And by the way, I find that the smaller that you do, the better and the more loyal fans that you get. I like towns. I like doing one for a town if the town's not too big. If you're in a big city, you're obviously not going to do a New York City one. You're probably going to pick a neighborhood in New York City and do that, and that's fine. Same thing about if you pick a big subdivision in a town, same thing. But you pick that, so you pick that out. So I pick a town, and again, I'll use my new Port Richey one, for example. And you have somebody that writes a post, which we had happened just recently. Does anyone know the nicest beach that's closest to New Port Richey? It was a topic that they wanted to bring up, and they felt as though they could come here to this community page and find that out. And of course, everybody chimed in with answers. Conversations got going. A few debates about was this one better than the other one. And I was there in the middle of that as the local expert with my picture on the page, on the group and everything else. And that's how it goes. The other thing that's great, you can get someone coming on and they write, I'm looking to move to New Port Richey. I'm looking to buy a 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath, whatever it is. Boom, you're the realtor for the page and for the group. You jump in and you get yourself a client. That's the slam dunk ones. But Facebook groups are where communities are built. And the key for you in these communities is to monitor them and to get involved with as many people as you can, as often as you can, so that while you're on there, you're building these relationships that people know my 3-3 rule. Again, it's who you are, that you're a realtor, that's what you do for a living, and that if they or anyone they know has a real estate need, they should immediately get in touch with you. This is a place that you can do this, and you can build a group from zero to thousands inside a year. So in my first year, I did this on my birthday. Anybody wants to write down my birthday, so you can send me a card. No, I'm just kidding. February 2nd, 2022, I opened my New Port Richey Facebook page and my New Port Richey FL Scene Facebook group. On February 2nd, 2023, I had over 2,000 people in both. As of today, it's now May. So it's 15 months old. I now have 3,000 people on the page and about 3,000 people in the group. Do you see how quickly I was able to build that? Because people crave knowledge about what's going on in their local area. And it's just one of those things that they see their friend on there, the other person sees their friend on there, and it mushrooms. So the hardest thing to do is get 50 people in the group. And we'll go through strategies of getting fans coming up. But once you start getting those fans, more fans beget more fans, because people will share what's in your group. Oh, look at this. And they put it on their own timeline. They'll share it to another page or to another group or to wherever. They'll share it via Messenger. And what do all these things do? It shows that your group is out there and it puts it in there. And so you want to be the prominent person in that group so that when people come there, they know who you are and that you are the local expert. We're not going to have time today to talk more about getting followers or content management, so we're going to do that next week. But let me suffice to say to you today that you need to be prominent when you create these pages and groups. So you create your page, you create your group. And by the way, your page is the parent of your group. You want to not create the group from your personal profile, but create the group from your business page. Okay? So you go into your business page and hit create group. Make that a part of it so that your group and your page are connected. The other thing I need you to do, and I know there's some agents that don't do this, there's other agents that are like, duh, I do that on everything, is I need you to put your picture on this. A lot of people learn, visual learners will learn your face. So it's very important that you do the same picture on all your social media platforms and that you have your picture on all your social media platforms. So on Instagram, Pinterest, Twitter, TikTok, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you. The other thing, if you work for a brand that has multiple branding, so for example, my brokerage is Century 21. Century 21 has a gold, it's called Relentless Gold theme, and they have an Obsessive Gray theme. So one looks almost black, the other one looks very gold. If you create the same logo, one on the gold and one on the black, to the average consumer, it could be confusing. They may not equate the fact that it's the same picture of you and the same name and everything else because the things are different. Never, ever, ever underestimate the public and their ability to not recognize things. I once owned a health club. Health club had been there for, 10, 12 years at the time. There was a community center, a giant community center in town, another health club. Guy comes in and he says, I've been coming here for 30 years, never knew there was a health club in this town. And I wasn't about to say, hey, there's three of them, because obviously I didn't want him to know there were any other choices for him. But my point being is that people don't pay attention. So you need to spoon feed them. So make sure all of your branding on all of your social media, guys, is the same, and that it's a clear message and clear for them to see in your about section, making sure your website's there, your phone number, but in your about section, talking about who you are, what you do for your name, your 3-3 rule again, your name, what you do for a living, and that they or anybody they know should call you with all of their real estate needs. And as long as you make this clear and plain, and again, you can go to my Town Gurus Newport Richie Florida page. You could go to my Newport Richie FL Scene group. Take a look at how I've branded, and every time that you go on that group or that page, I'm on the top of the screen with my information. That's what you guys need to be doing. Well, I want to thank you all for joining us again for Gurus Real Estate Coaching Radio. Again, my name is Bill Zeltman. I invite you to follow me at America's Gurus and join us each week for this podcast. We're going to continue with social media next week, but as we go through, we're going to be going through more advanced topics. We're going to be talking about everything from prospecting to listing conversations to working with buyers to investment properties. So you name it, you're going to get it. Again, thank you for joining us. This is Gurus Real Estate Coaching Radio. See you next week.